Byrd. The House of Representatives has voted 332-95 to block a resolution to impeach President Donald Trump, effectively killing the measure for now, but not burying the issue that has divided Democrats. The resolution sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green of Texas, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of Trump after the president's recent attacks on minority congresswomen. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution passed, but Wednesday marked the first time the full House had addressed the matter since Democrats took the majority earlier this year. The president, meanwhile, is headed to Greenville, North Carolina, for a political rally, promising to continue to talk about what he called four vicious young socialist congresswomen whom Trump had tweeted should go back to their homelands, even though the United States is their home. Former Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has received a sentence that will put him behind bars for the rest of his life. Judge Brian Cogan sentenced Guzman Wednesday to life in prison plus 30 years in a federal court in New York. Outside the courthouse, U.S. Assistant Attorney General Brian Benchowski said the sentencing provides justice for the people of Mexico and the United States.
The long road that led Chapo Guzman from the mountains of Sinaloa to the courthouse behind us today was paved with death, drugs, and destruction, but it ended today with justice.
The 62-year-old Guzman was convicted in February of trafficking tons of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana as a top leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, one of the country's largest and most violent drug gangs. This is VOA News. Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition groups signed a power-sharing accord on Wednesday. Naba Mohaideen reports from Khartoum.
The accord calls for a three-year transitional period, leading to elections for a civilian-led government. A ruling sovereign council will have 6 members from the opposition FFC and 5 from the TMC. A TMC member will lead the council for 21 months, after which the leader will come from the opposition. In June, Sudanese security forces stormed a protester camp outside the defense ministry and killed dozens of demonstrators who were demanding civilian rule. The military had taken control of Sudan's government 2 months earlier, ousting longtime President Omar al-Bashir after months of mass protests. The TMC is still insisting on full immunity for anyone who serves on the Sovereign Council. The two sides are scheduled to meet Friday to discuss terms and details of the constitutional draft. Naba Mohaideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The declaration of the Ebola outbreak as an international public health emergency elevates the disease and the efforts needed to combat it to a significantly higher level of concern. Nevertheless, Chair of the Committee Robert Steffen cautions against overreacting to the meaning of this decision.
This is still a regional emergency and by no way a global threat.
On Sunday, the first case of Ebola was discovered in Goma, a city of 2 million people. The pastor infected with the virus has since died. Steffen says the recurrence of intense transmission in Beni, an earlier epicenter of the disease, and the recent murder of 2 Ebola health workers were among other factors that fed into the committee's decision. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted the Russian delivery of its S-400 missile defense system. Ellen Lord is the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer.
The U.S. and other F-35 partners are aligned in this decision to suspend Turkey from the program and initiate the process to formally remove Turkey from the program.
U.S. officials believe NATO ally Turkey's decision to use Russian advanced radar technology could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country. The S-400 could potentially be used to target NATO jets in Turkey, including the U.S.-made F-35. For more on these stories and the rest of today's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA one. Let's keep it moving. The best music now.